Welcome to the Christ Community Church Montreat podcast. Kevin Allman here with Pastor Richard White.
Good morning, Richard. Good morning, Kevin.
All right, well, we got a question for you, and this one comes out of 1 Corinthians 14. The question is, could you talk about that passage, particularly where it encourages us to not just follow the way of love, but seek the gift of prophecy? This is difficult for me to wrap my head around. I've had the impression that gifts were something given. Either you have it or you don't. Also, why prophecy? What does he mean by that?
Okay, wow, we need probably an hour on this one, but I'm going to try to do it in about 10, 15 minutes.
That's right.
This is 1 Corinthians 14, and you know the verse 1 says, "Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy."
Can we start with what does he mean by prophecy?
That's a great question. If you trace prophecy through both Old Testament and into the New Testament, there's two aspects of prophecy. One is foretelling the future, and the vast amount of prophecy is not that in Scripture. Now, certainly there are predictions of things to come, prophetic words. We see that in the Old Testament and New Testament. In the New Testament, you know, there's a prophecy of an earthquake to come, or famine, excuse me, not earthquake, famine. And so that's an element of it. But the vast majority of prophecy is kind of a forthtelling, or it's God's people who are calling people to trust the Lord in some difficult situation, or perhaps to repent of their false ways, to return to the Lord. And certainly there might be warnings associated with that, that if you do not, then God will bring disaster upon you. And so it seems to be that there's a future orientation to it, but it's the warnings that God has put in his word that he will judge sin. And so much of prophecy, I think, in our day is a word spoken in the now, highlighting God's presence and the call of God on our lives to follow him. And so when you keep reading in 1 Corinthians 14, he's contrasting this with one who speaks in a tongue. But he goes on, he says, verse 3, "On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation." Mm-hmm. You just take those three things. Upbuilding, the building up of a person in their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Encouragement. How many people do we see every day who are discouraged? And when we come alongside of them, not just with a, "Hey, things will be okay," you know, that's not a prophetic word. A prophetic word is, you can trust the Lord because he is good. His promises are true. He has said that he is working for our good, and he will not stop until the Lord Jesus comes, based out of Philippians 1:6. So, and I'm not just, here's a prophetic word, now go say this, some prophetic formula. But in the moment, the Holy Spirit brings some scripture to mind that brings some encouragement, and the encouragement people need is they need to see the Lord in the midst of their circumstances. There needs to be a turning such that their circumstances are not what loom large, but God looms large over their circumstances. And so, a prophetic word might come just as a word of encouragement to somebody to look at the Lord, trust the Lord. Well, we do that all the time. And then consolation, comforting people who are sorrowing. These are prophetic words. And again, Paul underscores this, verse 4, "The one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself, but the one who prophesies builds up the church." Mm-hmm. And I think, we think, okay, what is prophecy? Well, words of upbuilding, encouragement, consolation, that speak to the work of God in the now, the presence of God in the now that we can hold on to. But prophecy is a gift of the Holy Spirit. And gifts are not about us. Gifts are about others. Brad Long talks about how gifts of the Spirit are power tools for the building up of the church. But they are not for us. They are for others. Whatever gifts I have are not for me. They're for the church. Whatever gifts you have are not for yourself. They're for the church, for building up our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so, you know, the Holy Spirit, and we see this in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 11. He's just talked about some of the spiritual gifts. And then all these are empowered, you know, these power tools, are empowered by the one and same Spirit who apportions to each one individually as he wills. And so, you know, this person's question is, well, you know, why are we asking for these things? I thought God gave them to us. He does. The Holy Spirit apportions certain gifts to individuals within the body. But Paul then comes back around and he says, but we can earnestly desire spiritual gifts. You know, there may be some ministry that you're called to, and you're feeling like, I'm not sure I have what it takes to do this ministry. Well, ask for the gifts for it. If somebody calls you and says, hey, I need you to teach Sunday school. Oh, I don't know that I could do that. Well, ask the Lord, would you give me the gift of teaching? I think missionaries see this all the time on the field where there's very few of them and there's a lot of work. And they're like, Lord, we need gifts. I don't have it in me to do this work of preaching or teaching or, you know, any gifts of wisdom for this. And so we ask the Lord, and he does apportion those gifts to whom he wills, but I think he also gives according to the need and the request. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes the Holy Spirit may give a gift to a person for a season, mm-hmm. Because they're the man, they're the woman in that place, and this work needs to take place, and God will accomplish it through that person with the giving of this gift. And then when they, you know, maybe they shift duties or something and they don't need that gift anymore. And that may be not taken away, but the Holy Spirit's just not empowering that in that person's life anymore. So, you know, the gifts are interesting in that regard, but we can certainly ask, as Scripture says, desire spiritual gifts. And I think we, as a congregation, Lord, would you give us the full complement of gifts? That we may do the work you've called us to for the building up of this body, that we may do the works that you've called us to. Lord, we need teachers. Lord, we need people with wisdom. Lord, we need people with prophetic gifts who can speak words of encouragement and consolation and for the building up of this body in the work of the Lord. So, you know, we can ask collectively to give us spiritual gifts. And I think we can ask individually. Mm-hmm. But my caution on asking as individuals, you know, give me this gift. These gifts, again, they are not trophies to put on our mantelpiece to say, see, I've got this gift. Mm-hmm. God's not going to give you that. These are not for bragging. These are not for self-advancement. These are not markers of spiritual attainment or even maturity. God may give a very immature Christian a very powerful spiritual gift, not because of that person, but because he loves his church, and he's going to use that person to bless others. And so, you know, the gifts are, again, they are portioned by the Holy Spirit, empowered by the Spirit, and for the purpose of others. So, as you see the needs in the body of Christ, as you see the needs in the community, ask away, Lord, would you give us the gifts we need? Give me what I need. And Paul is very, very specific here, a very practical gift that he would love to see flourishing in the church with all of us is this gift of prophecy, to come alongside others, to encourage them, to console them, to build them up. And all of this is in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may be a strong church. So again, that prophetic gift is this: God is present, God is on the move here. Do you see it? Let me help connect this. That's that prophetic gift that is so needed in the church today.
And it also strikes me that when he says this, the last chapter, he was giving us a really clear definition and drawing us toward love. And that's the context that this falls in.
Yeah. Thank you. That is so important to end on, if you want to end this interview. But wow. The chapter 13, and he says, if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Mm-hmm. These gifts have to be empowered by the Spirit. And there's got to be love in our hearts, and it's love for other people. And I think this is the abuse of spiritual gifts, that, again, we use them out of love for self, to promote self, to promote our own power and control. And that is absolutely the opposite of Jesus Christ. All the powers, the gifts were motivated by love in service to others, to build others up at the point of his own death. And that is love. So that's got to be factored into, you know, why would you want the gift of prophecy? Because I want to love others and I want to build them up in the knowledge and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, ask away with that kind of heart. And I think God will grant that.
Will you pray for us?
I will. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you that you have given the gifts to your church and this gift of prophecy. Lord, I would pray that you would, Lord, pour this gift out upon your people. Lord, that with love in our hearts, love for our brothers and sisters, Lord, we may come alongside to build up, to encourage, and to console. Lord, it is so easy to walk around under the avalanche of problems and circumstances that seem so large. And Lord, we need one another to speak those words, those prophetic words of your love, your presence, your purposes that are so easily missed and clouded over by our circumstances. So Lord, would you grant to us in our church here gifts of prophecy to speak those building up words for the glory of Christ and the good of his people in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.